FaithFit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presents Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna, a program that is seeking to lead young adults to Christ and to enkindle a deeper faith that is fully alive. Now, here is your host.
Hi, welcome back to the Saints Who Lead Us podcast. This is Catherine Laguna. It's so nice to hear from some of you who wondered where I went. I know I haven't done a few podcasts in the month of April, but hello, boys, I'm back. There, I'm already starting you out with a movie quote, some pop trivia for you. And hopefully some of you know where that's from, because if not, then I'm way too old. But I'll give you until the end of the episode to figure it out. Just think 1990s sci-fi in that movie category. All right, so we're just going to jump right into it. So the saint for this week is someone who denied herself of what we would easily call daily necessities. Saint Catherine of Siena kept herself in seclusion, which honestly, I don't know if I could handle that. I'm more of a people person. I love socializing and being around all the commotion, if that makes any sense or is even sane to some of you. But St. Catherine stood boldly for the love and obedience she had for God. And I think that's something that we might already have, the love and the obedience. We are at that devoted spiritual level. Wouldn't it be a lot better, though, if we can continuously grow in this spirit while continue to mature, age through this crazy journey called life? And let me share something really quick with all of you. This morning was a mess for me. I didn't hear the alarm clock, which never happens. So I got to work later than usual. And I dropped one of my makeup cases and it shot all over the bathroom floor. I wanted to record the podcast bright and early in the day. And obviously that couldn't happen. But you know what? Every time I faced yet another silly, simple challenge, another moment where I could have just given into that frustration, I said out loud, "Not today, Satan, not today." And it made me remain in this peaceful state of mind that even surprised me after all. So I don't know about all of you, but I'm a little biased when it comes to St. Catherine of Siena. She's actually my confirmation saint, and it's the name of the parish that I go to in Kissimmee. So I'm always like, St. Catherine, pray for me, please. While I was doing some reading to prepare for this podcast, there are two themes I have come away with on the life of St. Catherine. Number one is complete surrender. And two is setting the world on fire. So I'll start with complete surrender. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word surrender? My mind usually takes me to the world of pop culture. There I go again. And everyone that knows me will automatically say, "Yup, that's Catherine." I know, I can't help it. But seriously, my mind directly goes to Empire Strike Back. And it's the part where Darth Vader is persuading Luke Skywalker to give in to that dark side. Surrender to the Force.
Once thought as you do, you don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
I will not turn, and you'll be forced to kill me.
If that is your destiny.
Search your feelings, Father. You can't do this. I feel the conflict within you. Let go of your hate.
Ugh, I still can't get over Anakin turning to Darth Vader. But if you really think about it, and perhaps this is just a silly example to some of you, Anakin, even though I know he's a fictional character, was someone who surrendered to the dark side. It took him decades to let go of that hate that Luke suggested him to. Give yourself a moment to reflect. Do we ever allow our anger, our rage, turn into, let's say, unmerciful acts against God? Think about that for a little. Think about the last time you were so angry with your friend, your wife, a husband, a brother, a sister. Did you allow yourself to surrender into that anger, that darkness? So now you know my cool little nerdy side, but you know. Okay, so let's move away from pop culture now. How about the word surrender in the Bible? Does anything come to mind? I saw that in the book of Genesis, didn't the serpent tempt Adam and Eve into eating the forbidden apple? Wasn't that a type of surrender? Do we occasionally surrender to temptation? In the Gospel of Matthew, after Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the tempter, which is another word for the devil, approached Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." Isn't that another representation of whether or not someone surrenders to a person, an object, the darkness? And if for some reason you're thinking people can't get attached or obsessed and surrender to an object, just ask Gollum and what happened to him and that precious ring. He was so attached to that thing that nothing else mattered to him. So for me, when I think of what the meaning the word surrender has personally, sometimes it gives off this impression that someone is losing an argument, a war, a battle within themselves. Anakin lost his way and surrendered to the dark side. Adam and Eve gave in and surrendered to temptation. They lost, and they certainly weren't gaining anything in return, right? I mean, sure, Anakin gained so much power as Darth Vader and spread that fear throughout the galaxy, but he lost his wife. He lost his children. So most of us can understand that this impression we have of surrendering, it sometimes does have a bad taste. No one would ever confess that they surrendered themselves over to someone or something, let alone God. The way this society works these days, God is the last one to surrender to. It might not even be a cool thing to do. However, what St. Catherine of Siena did in surrendering was something greater. She wasn't losing to someone. The word surrender didn't leave a bad taste in her mouth, but she definitely was gaining every bit of joy and mercy and love from God. So here are some interesting facts about St. Catherine. She was born in Siena, Italy. So if you know how Italy looks in the map, Siena is north of Rome and on the west side of the country. I know, I love geography. I could name all the states and place them on the map when I was in the 7th grade when nobody else could. St. Catherine was the 23rd child of the Benincasa family. It still shocks me. Truly remarkable. And I often forget that St. Catherine had a twin. Her sister Giovanna died shortly after birth. Unfortunately, nearly half of St. Catherine's siblings also died rather young. St. Catherine was born during a time period called Black Death. Basically, in a nutshell, the mid-1300s is known as one of the most devastating epidemics across Europe. Millions of people died from several different types and forms of the plague. So this is a small scope of what St. Catherine was born in the midst of. In parts of St. Catherine's biography I was reading, it shared that she's a cheerful, intelligent person and especially religious. And when Catherine's family stopped nagging her to marry, to find a husband, she was given a room of her own for prayer and meditation. So by the time she turned 18, she entered the Dominican Third Order and spent the next 3 years in seclusion and prayer and meditation. Now, this is when she started to write. Her letters, mostly for spiritual instruction and encouragement for her followers. She began to take note of public affairs. And this might sound extreme, but see, this is how she took small steps to setting the world on fire, which we'll talk a little bit more in the rest of the podcast. But this is also when she began to have a public influence through her evident holiness and, of course, of being part of the Dominican Third Order. I mean, she even left an impression on the Pope, and at the time, St. Catherine even worked for the crusade against the Turks and for peace. What I find absolutely fascinating about her is that she learned to view her surrender to the Lord as a goal to be met through time, a goal to be reached in time. It isn't something she knew would happen from one day to the next. And I think sometimes we assume or want things to happen automatically. I'm 18 years old, bam, I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want. I graduated from college, bam, I have a $50,000 job. Married, bam, kids will come automatically. Sometimes certain paths in life take time though. And I know I'm not 100% patient, but we have to work with the different relationships we have in our lives. Parents, friends, coworkers, why wouldn't we view our surrender to the Lord to be a goal to be reached through time too? Isn't that famous phrase, the journey is the destination? There's a Bible verse I love. It's from the 1st of Peter chapter 5 verses 6 through 7 that shows how God is committed to our well-being. We just need to be faithful and know that he has our back. It goes like this. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you. Whenever you're having a bad day or don't think you're not even loved, remember, cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you. So the second part of this podcast is about setting the world on fire. And St. Catherine has this beautiful quote, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Pretty bold and strong, right? Just like her. So for the longest time, I used to love sketching out my favorite quotes on computer paper from different saints, books, and movies, and hanging them all over my bedroom. And this particular quote from St. Catherine of Siena was definitely one of them because I always love believing that I have the power to make a difference in the world. Now, I know how cliche that sounds, but I think of it in a different context. Making a difference in the world doesn't have to be something miraculous where millions of people know what you did. I think we sometimes get confused since we all live in this frenzy of social media, right? You can make the difference in the world by just being a faithful Catholic in your own communities. How do you think someone becomes a saint? By being merciful to those in their neighborhoods? By teaching the ignorant and counseling the doubtful? Oh, you hear that? Some of the works of mercy, right? We can strive to be saints one step at a time, one person at a time. That's all it takes. Now, some of you young adults, including myself, who enjoy watching movies might think this quote of St. Catherine sounds oddly familiar because, just like the Anakin reference, my mind goes directly to the girl on fire. Pop trivia number two, go. So Katniss Everdeen and her entire journey from an unknown teenager struggling to keep her sister and her mom alive in that district that they were in, terrible, to someone who stood up against the norm, right? I don't think she initially understood how her actions would affect others. All she wanted to do was protect Prim from the Hunger Games. And in that selfless moment, though, she created a movement. I mean, come on. They created a Mockingjay as her mascot, and hundreds of people respected her by raising those three fingers in the air. Now, that little part makes more sense if you've read the books or seen the movie. But the fictional fact is Katniss refused to surrender into what was the custom part of living, and instead, she surrendered into doing what was right. Simple as that. Think about the ways you can surrender into being a positive person. Think about the ways you can surrender into just being a friend for those who are lonely and abandoned. For me, I'm really working on completely accepting that things happen in God's time, not mine. I have surrendered to his timeline for me. Now, things got a little bit more difficult and challenging for St. Catherine. During the Great Schism in 1378, it caused a split within the Alliance of Christianity. It split power between two or three popes. So here comes St. Catherine to the rescue, because she spent the last 2 years of her life in Rome in prayer and pledging on behalf of Pope Urban VI and the unity of the church, which is very important. And during that fight for unity, she did pass away. So St. Catherine was canonized in 1461. She ranks high among the mystics and spiritual writers of the church. She and St. Francis of Assisi were declared co-patrons of Italy. She's also a doctor of the church since 1970, and that's also such a high honor. So if there's anything you can take away from learning some things about St. Catherine's life, it's to never surrender to things that are not good for us. Take a time out. We never like timeouts as a child, but as an adult, it's the best thing. But honestly, God knows what drives us into the depths of our own darkness, our own despair. He knows our triggers, trust me. He also knows how much he loves us despite of our faults. And that's the best thing, unconditional love. We can also ask that St. Catherine of Siena will intercede for us. That whenever we are in moments of darkness, we will always change the course and set the world on fire. That's her example for us. And if you listen to this entire podcast still wondering or figuring out what movie quote is from that I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, it's from Independence Day with Will Smith. So thank you so much for listening to Saints Who Lead Us. Until next time. And I promise there won't be a long hiatus this time around. Have a fabulous day.
FaithFit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presented Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna. Thank you for listening. Check out the podcast at faithfitradio.org and tune in next time. May you be blessed with peace and joy.